We continue with our tafsir of Surah Hujurat, Surah Al-Akhlaq, and we look at some of the closing verses of the surah. In the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number 14, وَقَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouin say, we believe. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. You have not believed, rather you should say, we have become Muslim. Iman has not yet penetrated your hearts. وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِدْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. If you obey Allah and His Messenger, you will not sever a thing from you, your deeds, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. So these verses inform us that when faith and conviction becomes fully entrenched and fully established in the heart, then the habits of backbiting, fault-finding, and other similar traits go away from a person. The person who is still involved in looking for faults in others and tormenting them should understand that it is because of weakness of iman. The hadith says, يَا مَعْشَرَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَلَمْ يُفْضِ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ لَا تَغْتَابُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَوْرَاتِهِمْ. All those who believe verbally while iman has not gone into their hearts, do not backbite Muslims and do not search for their faults. Shah Sahib Rahimahullah says that a person says that he is a Muslim, in other words, he has embraced the religion of Islam, there is no harm in this. Another says that he has full conviction. If he his conviction is total, where are the effects of it? The person who really has full conviction fears and shies away from making claims. So, what we understand, Allah speaks about the social ills and then He speaks about iman, indicating to us that if our iman is strong and we have firm conviction and full conviction, then we will abstain from backbiting, finding faults, slandering, criticizing, harboring ill thoughts. All of that will disappear. It is our iman that is the basis of all our actions. We should also never claim to be purified, claim to have attained tazkiyah to nafs, self-sanctification. The real basis of faith is the inner acceptance of the heart. A mere lip service does not count. If you say things but it hasn't penetrated the heart, you need to walk the talk. That is only of value. So when were these verses revealed? These verses were revealed in connection with the tribe of Banu Asad. Few members from the tribe came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina during a severe drought. And these people were not sincere believers. They had expressed their Islam merely to demand financial help from the Muslim Sadaqat Fund. And as they were not believers in the real sense of the word, they were unaware of the Islamic injunctions and manners, and they spread filth and excrements in the street of Medina. In the marketplace, they increased the prices unnecessary. First, they made the false claim of iman in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then they deceived Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They regarded the Islam as a favor to him. They said, we embrace Islam without any conflict. We do not fight against you as the other tribes did for a lengthy time. And then they became Muslim. Therefore, you should value us. This is the sort of disrespect they showed to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And their sole purpose was to derive financial aid from the Baitul Mal. And by accepting Islam, we do not show anyone favor. On the contrary, it is the favor of Allah that He guides us to Islam and to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are being told that, yes, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا, that you have not believed, rather say that you have accepted Islam. They had not achieved the reality of faith. Thus, they were claiming falsely. The Quran first negates their false claim, saying, you cannot claim آمَنَّا, that we have believed. You can say أَسْلَمْنَا, we have surrendered, which literally means Islam. So, Islam means to recite the kalima of Islam, La ilaha illallah, to enter the fold and to surrender. And obviously, being devoid of the true spirit, this kind of Islam was superficial. Now, Iman and Islam. Iman refers to the belief by the heart, and thus connotes a firm and unshakable belief in the oneness of Allah. And Islam, on the other hand, stands for complete surrender and obedience to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam and Iman of a person need to complement each other. The belief of the heart must manifest itself by performing deeds outwardly. The least degree of which is to proclaim the kalima of Islam verbally, but the outward performance of deeds is also important for us. So iman is the inner quality of the heart and manifests itself outwardly with Islam. So we start by proclaiming the kalima verbally. Deeds will not be recognized without the kalima. And then iman without Islam is also not possible. Nor is Islam without iman possible. Person cannot be a mu'min without being a Muslim, or a Muslim without being a mu'min. We can only, the one leads to the other. So in the literal sense that you can say, yes, I'm a believer, but then you need to walk the talk and you need to show that in your actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. The true belief, believers are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and thereafter have no doubt, and who fight in the cause of Allah with their wealth and their lives. It is they who are the truthful ones. It is they who are the truthful ones. It is they who are the truthful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ, that do you want to show Allah your religiosity? Well, Allah knows all that is in the heavens and the earth, and Allah knows everything. If you really have acquired the true religion and full conviction, nothing can be achieved by mere claims. That being with whom this matter is concerned is Allah. He himself is fully aware. Allah says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ نَسْلَمُونَ, they consider it a favor to you that they have embraced Islam. That they say, look, we accepted Islam. We did this and we did that. This is no favor to anyone. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّ عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ, Allah says, do not consider your Islam as a favor. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, Allah has done you a favor by showing you the path if you are truthful. That if you're really true to your claim of Islam and Iman, it is not your favor or kindness to anyone, rather it is the kindness of Allah for having provided you the path to come towards Iman and showed you the wealth of Islam. And this is what you need to consider. If virtuous deeds are done by your own hands, it is not we that need to be praised. That we shouldn't think of it that, we did so much and we achieved so much. We're so good and we really someone to be recognized. Rather, it is Allah that we should praise, because everything is done with the enablement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In conclusion, the surah comes to an end, drawing our attention to the fact that if we inspire to act according to the guidelines of the Quran and the teaching of the Sunnah, we should not be boastful about it. Rather, we should be grateful for the favor and the bounty of Allah who bestowed this to us without us being worthy of it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and Allah sees all that you do. In other words, Allah knows the secrets of the heart in all the actions, whether it's committed openly or hiddenly. Allah knows everything. And therefore, do not talk about all this before Him. He knows it already, and therefore you cannot hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding. This is an overview of Surah Al-Hujurat, which is an important surah, also commonly referred to as Surah Al-Akhlaq, because it deals with the important issues with regards to our own character.